This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So we covered one chief from Yemen that came to Medina to embrace Islam, Jarir ibn Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The most famous companion, arguably though, from Yemen is Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and his name was actually Abdullah ibn Qais radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This was a man who came to the Prophet ﷺ early on, before Amr al-Wufud, before the year of the delegation, to embrace Islam, and went back to his people and brought a bunch of them back to Medina with him. And accompanies the Prophet ﷺ and becomes not only a beloved companion to him, but distinguishes himself in his fiqh, meaning his scholarship and his knowledge. So becomes a person who is looked to by the companions of the Prophet ﷺ for his fiqh, becomes distinguished in his eloquence, becomes distinguished in his ability in battle. So he was a mujahid fi sabilillah, and that's something that he would carry forward. And he was also a diplomat, a general, and also becomes distinguished for his recitation of the Quran. The Prophet ﷺ praised the recitation of Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu in many different ways, said to him, he has been given the Zabur of Dawood alayhi salam. So he is someone who the Prophet ﷺ loves deeply, and who excels in recitation, excels in remembrance, and excels in knowledge, and in so many different ways. The story of Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu, though, when it comes to an angel, is a story that he narrates about himself and a group of companions. And he says that we were traveling by sea, and they were clearly out in jihad fi sabilillah. So this was for the sake of battle. And as the ship was sailing, it was going fast towards its destination. He said, suddenly, there was a voice that was heard by all of us. And the voice said, Ya Ahla Safina, O people of the ship, Qiffu ukhbirukum bi qada'in qada'ahu Allahu ala nafsihi. Stop and let me tell you of a judgment that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a decree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed on himself. So he said, I looked to the right, I looked to the left, I did not find anyone, and the voice repeated the exact same thing consecutively 7 times. So subhanAllah, imagine the people on the ship are like, where is this voice coming from? That let me tell you of a decree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. So he said, finally, when I looked around and I couldn't find where the voice was coming from, I called out and I said, Man ant? Aina ant? Who are you? Where are you? And he said, the answer came, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَضَى عَلَى نَفْسِهِ إِنَّهُ مَنْ تَعَطَّشَ لِلَّهِ فِي يَوْمٍ حَارٍ سَقَاهُ اللَّهُ يَوْمَ الْعَطَشِ. SubhanAllah, beautiful. He said that the voice responded and said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed upon himself that whoever fasts for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a hot day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will nourish him on the day of great thirst, which is the day of judgment. So subhanAllah, if a person fasts for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on a difficult day, a day where it is hot, a day where people will be thirsty, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make sure that that person is nourished on the day of judgment, a day of great thirst. Abu Musa radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, ever since the day that that angel shouted that, I never missed fasting on a hot day. Now, I want to contextualize this a bit because it's very interesting, because you find many narrations from the companions praising the easy fasts. Fasting in the winter, for example, it's the spoils of the believer. Why? Because it's so easy to fast in the winter, right? The days are short for fasting, the nights are long for prayer. But there is a unique reward as well to fasting on a long, hot day. Now the Prophet ﷺ said in general, مَنْ صَامَ يَوْمًا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بَعْدَ اللَّهُ وَجْهُ عَنِ النَّارِ سَبْعِينَ خَرِيفًا. The Prophet ﷺ said, whoever fasts one day for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will distance that person's face from the fire the distance of a journey of 70 years. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, بَيْنَ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ, the distance between the east and the west. In another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, the distance بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, the distance between the heavens and the earth. So fasting one day for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a great deed that brings about a great reward. But here you find the sweetness of struggle, the sweetness of doing the hard deeds, doing the deeds that will require a greater amount of effort and leaving that gap of the struggle between the easy deed and the hard deed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you're not encountering a deed just because it's hard. You're not encountering a deed because you think that, you know, there should be unnecessary difficulty that's placed upon yourself. But you are consistently acting upon deeds even when there will be difficulty because of the circumstances. And that is the blessing of fasting on a long, hot day.